Former Democratic Senate candidate Misty K. Snow has announced her candidacy for Utah's 2nd congressional district against Republican incumbent Chris Stewart. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
This will be Snow's 2nd campaign after running unsuccessfully for U.S. Senate just last year against Republican incumbent Mike Lee. Snow became the country's first openly transgender woman to run for Senate. She also beat out a more moderate Democrat in the primary by aligning with more progressive issues. Going into the 2018 midterms, when Republicans control all three branches of government, Snow believes incumbents like Representative Stewart will be far more vulnerable.
I think if somebody ran against you actually had good name ID and had and was appealing to the actual Democratic base, you know, that can get voters out, I think he could potentially be defeated, especially in a midterm election, especially when we have an unpopular Republican president.
She says the experience of running helped her find her footing as a candidate and made her more confident to try again. Snow captured just 27% of the vote to Lee's 68%. But Snow cites recent competitive special elections in traditional conservative strongholds across the country as proof there's a political sea change afoot.
You know, 2 nights ago in Kansas, you know, there's like a very close election in a very conservative district, a district that is more, even more Republican than the district I'm planning on running in. You know, like we're seeing similar things happening like Georgia, we're seeing in Montana. Those kind of swings, I think, are very real possibilities all over the country.
Snow joins a host of other Democratic and progressive candidates throwing their name in the ring early, hoping to capitalize on a groundswell of liberal activism against the Trump administration. This week, Darlene McDonald, a newcomer to politics, announced her intention to challenge Republican Representative Mia Love in Utah's 4th congressional district. At least two Democratic candidates are also gunning for Representative Jason Chaffetz's seat in the heavily conservative 3rd district. Utah Democrats will officially elect candidates during their convention in April of next year. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.